Today, police in Moscow raided the office of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. We're still learning more about what happened, but the anti-corruption activist has been a constant thorn in Vladimir Putin's government. Let's bring in Lucian Kim. He's NPR's international correspondent based in Moscow. Hi, Lucian.
Hi, Peter.
And I understand you were at Navalny's office just a few minutes before this raid happened. What do we know?
Well, I was there just a bit earlier, maybe about a half hour earlier. I was interviewing Navalny's spokeswoman. And the reason for that was one of the people who works in Navalny's anti-corruption foundation disappeared earlier this week. His name is Ruslan Shavadinov. He's 23 years old. And on Monday night, it turns out his phone was switched off by his mobile operator. Then the police came to his apartment and took him away. He turned up later 1,000 miles away on a restricted island in the Arctic Ocean where there's a military base, and he was drafted into the army.
And is that related to why the authorities showed up at the office today?
Well, it was a bit puzzling why they came today. Navalny's people say it was already the fourth raid by police just since August. And Navalny has now said he believes they came because they wanted to prevent him from doing one of his weekly shows, which gathers sometimes hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube.
And we see that Navalny says he was not arrested, but he was dragged out of the offices forcefully. Police appear to have removed equipment from those offices. And let's just back up and remind people that he's been a thorn in Putin's government for years. He tried to run for president last year, but he was barred from doing so. And as you've hinted at, he's kind of made it a mission of his to expose corruption in Russia. So the Kremlin sees him as a threat. But what about the Russian people? Is he seen more of a victim or an agitator there?
Well, that's a great question. We pay a lot of attention to Alexei Navalny because he is sort of the loudest critic of Vladimir Putin. He's very effective on social media. But on the other hand, when you look at opinion polls, it seems like Navalny isn't that well known. I just actually returned from a town outside of Moscow. Navalny, I think, to the large mass of Russian people, is still not so present. And probably the single most important reason for that is that there's basically a boycott on state media of any appearance and any mention of the name Alexei Navalny.
So what's your sense of how far Navalny seems to be willing to push the patience of Vladimir Putin and the Russian government? I mean, he's been arrested many times. He's been put under house arrest. How far is he willing to go?
Well, I think everyone wants to know that. He's really shown incredible resilience and good humor even about this raid. He's been tweeting out memes. But he's under extreme pressure. His foundation, this anti-corruption foundation, is the subject of a money laundering investigation. His organization has also been branded a foreign agent by the government. One expert I recently talked to told me she thinks the purpose of all this pressure is just to get him to leave the country finally. He's really stepped on so many toes. There are so many powerful people in Russia who would just like to see him gone. But he and his people, like this young man, Ruslan Shavadinov, they say they're here to stay.
That's NPR's Lucian Kim, international correspondent based in Moscow. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.